and glad you're with us today. It's going to be open lines on this Friday. The number, if you would like to join us, is 800-313-9443. And that's a number again, 800-313-9443. Chat room is open at republicbroadcasting.org. And also the chat room is open at my website, midnightridershow.com. If you want to jump in there as well, just chat away. Always good conversations going on. And so we're here today on Pearl Harbor Day. 66 years ago. Today, the Japanese attack our naval base at Pearl Harbor. The long-standing story has been that it was a total surprise. But as time has gone on, that appears not to be the case. In fact, it isn't the case. We're going to talk a little bit about that today and anything else that you want to talk about. You know, you go back to that point in time where, you know, so many people lost their lives. I think a total of 4,000 casualties and close to 3,000 people dead during that morning's attacks by the Japanese. And I've got Roosevelt's speech for you. Plus, we've got a little news clip from a news flash that was played by CBS. It was live as it happened, so we'll have that. Because Americans, when Pearl Harbor occurred, were just finishing up Sunday lunch. And so, you know, they were settling in. The radio was a big thing. There was no television. And people would be settling down around the radio in the afternoon and just relaxing. And here comes this big announcement that America's at war. So we will play that for you as well as other things. And if you have, if you'd like to contact me, I do have an email address. And that email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. mike@midnightridershow.com. But, you know, Pearl Harbor has been something that in many ways is kind of been the big event up till 9/11 that people hearken back to. But so many of the veterans and people that fought and were there that day are now dead. It wasn't that many years ago that the last World War I veteran died, and now more and more World War II veterans are dying every day. And this is something we can't forget, not only because of the cost in of human lives, both American, Japanese, and European, but the lies and the deceptions that got us there in the first place. We'll talk more about that on the other side. You're listening to the National Intel Report. Back in just a minute. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I am not he, I am Mike Chambers, but we're here on Pearl Harbor Day. 66 years removed from the events of December 7th, 1941. And this is how it sounded on the radio when CBS News interrupted programming back on this date in 1941.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
And that's how it sounded. There's actually a clip that I wish I could play, but you just can't understand it on the radio, of an actual broadcast taking place from Honolulu. During the attacks, and in the middle of it, the AT&T operator comes on and is asking them what they're doing. Lady, we're doing a broadcast. We're talking to New York. Get off the line. And just shows the confusion and everything that happened that day. So many people died. So many ships sunk. And as I'd mentioned in the previous segment, it was widely held for a number of years that Pearl Harbor was indeed a surprise attack on the United States by the Japanese. However, evidence and research done by a number of people, including Tom Kimmel, the grandson of Admiral Husband E. Kimmel, who was the admiral of the Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor at the time of the attack, and who was basically scapegoated, he along with a man named General Short, who was in charge of the defenses from an army standpoint of Hawaii, were scapegoated and charged with dereliction of duty, reduced in rank, and they subsequently retired. Tom has been on a, and his family have been on a fight to have Admiral Kimmel's rank restored and the ruffles and flourishes that go with that, in spite of the fact that he's long dead. Nonetheless, touted as a surprise attack, here's Roosevelt's speech on December the 8th, 1941, to Congress.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinions and well understand the implications to the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
And that's pretty much it there. So there's Roosevelt in front of both houses of Congress on December the 8th, 1941. Most people have only heard, December 7th, 1941 is the day that'll live in infamy. And a lot of information that Roosevelt packs into that speech turns out to be a lie, that it was a surprise attack. The answer to that question is no, it was not a surprise. It was a surprise to Admiral Kimmel and General Short and those stationed at Pearl Harbor. However, military intelligence and Franklin Delano Roosevelt himself knew that the Japanese were coming to attack. There was intelligence from all over the world that the Japanese fleet was at sea. There were British intercepts in Southeast Asia that were being filtered to the United States that said there's activity. It appears that they're heading north towards the Hawaiian Islands. Something needs to be done. The only information that Kimmel and General Short were given was that they needed to discontinue an exercise. Now, oddly enough, and I looked for this clip again today, there was a radio commercial for Esso Oil. October of 1941. Now, oddly enough, this commercial that was running on the radio in those days said that oil and gasoline was an important defense commodity. America was gearing up for war well before Pearl Harbor. Franklin Delano Roosevelt knew it and did nothing to let them at Pearl Harbor know about it. We'll talk more about it on the other side. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443. You're tuned into the National Intel Report. My name is Mike Chambers for John Stadmiller. Don't go anywhere. There's more around the corner.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night. or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
National Intel Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network this afternoon. And in addition, we're on KU Satellite. Satellite beaming 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous orbit. Beaming down the message of freedom, liberty, and truth. And I want to also say hello to everyone listening on a low-power FM station that are scattered across the country, across the fruited plain, and those who operate those low-power FM stations. It is a big job that you guys do, and I'm so happy that you're doing it because it makes our job that much easier. So if you're thinking about doing a micro, we did a show on it Wednesday night, so you can always go to republicbroadcasting.org and look up the Midnight Rider and grab the show from Wednesday and take a listen. I've had a lot of people ask me about micro-broadcasting and the like, and it is so cool when you're sitting here and you're doing your program and you get people call in and say, hey, I'm listening on a micro. And it really makes your evening because you know that the message is getting out there in a big way, because quite honestly, we've got the infrastructure. Networks like RBN, you know, we provide the network and infrastructure where people can get the message. We just need outlets to deliver it to. And if we get those outlets, then we can spread this message of freedom and truth across the country. We can make electing Ron Paul a lot easier. And if you're a member of a Ron Paul meetup group and you're looking for ways to get the word out about Ron Paul in your city, hey, a micro station is the best way to go. Imagine people scanning up and down the dial looking for their favorite song, and all of a sudden they come across a message about Ron Paul. Heck of a deal. And so, if you know, grab that show and take a listen. And if you've got, of course, you've got questions, email me, mike@midnightridershow.com, and I can put you in touch with people that can explain everything to you, everything that you'll need to know and to do to actually get one of these stations up and on the air. It is open lines today. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're talking here in the first portion of the program about Pearl Harbor. 66 years ago today, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And at that time, the largest loss of American life in a single day since the Civil War. And, of course, 9/11 exceeded that. And I think when you go back into the Civil War, I think what Antietam, 25,000 lost in that, on that day. Gettysburg probably rivals that as well. on the third day with Pickett's charge, an entire division basically cut down. But Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. We knew it was coming. The Japanese 8 years previously had invaded Manchuria, was in the process of trying to take over China to create basically their own Japanese version of a New World Order in Asia. And they had had great success from a military standpoint with the army in China. And they were looking to create that same success with the Navy. But the United States had, in 1935, had begun placing sanctions on the Japanese regarding oil, rubber, and scrap iron. And then they wanted the scrap iron to build more ships. And at that point in time, Japan had the third largest navy in the world. They were third to Britain and the United States at that point in time, size of the navy, and a very effective navy that they had. And as we began to push them towards a war footing, and there's an actual memo out that I found here. It says, Lieutenant Commander Arthur McCollum of the Office of Naval Intelligence. Matter of fact, I got this from whatreallyhappened.com. It's the McCollum memo, smoking gun of Pearl Harbor. Arthur McCollum of the Office of Naval Intelligence submitted a memo to Navy Captains Walter Anderson and Dudley Knox. And Captains Anderson and Knox were two of President Roosevelt's most trusted military advisors. The memo detailed an eight-step plan to provoke Japan into attacking the United States. President Roosevelt, over the course of 1941, implemented all eight of the recommendations contained in the McCollum memo. Following the eighth provocation, Japan attacked. Public was told, of course, it was a complete surprise, an intelligence failure. Imagine that, an intelligence failure. Where have we heard that before? 9/11? And America entered World War II. This memo, which proves that the government of the United States desired to lure Japan into an attack, was declassified in 1994. It took 50 years for the truth about Pearl Harbor to be revealed. Well, we have to wait that long for the truth of 9/11 to come out. But an intelligence failure. Imagine how the rhetoric of 60 years ago sounds like the rhetoric of today. That it was an intelligence failure, that we were caught totally off guard, totally by surprise, and these people were derelict in their duty out there because they were getting all the same intercepts we were when they weren't at Pearl Harbor. They didn't have the machinery to decode the messages. At least none of the messages. Well, they had an Office of Naval Intelligence in Honolulu, but they were not sharing information with the commanders at Pearl Harbor. And so on it goes. All right, bottom of the hour here. This is the National Intel Report. My name is Mike Chambers. I'm subbing for John Stadmiller today on this Friday. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open right now at republicbroadcasting.org and midnightridershow.com. Back in just a couple of minutes with...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, back here on the National Intel Report. I really am tickled to be here and just feel honored to be in the captain's chair on the big show here on RBN. My name is Mike Chambers. I do a program nightly on the Republic Broadcasting Network called The Midnight Rider. It comes on at 11 p.m. Central Time. And runs all the way till 1 o'clock tonight. On my program, we're going to have Dr. Nick Begich. We're going to talk about mind control. Probably talk a little bit about HARP and some other things. So tune in tonight at 11 o'clock at 11 o'clock Central for the show. And I know he's excited to be on because he used to have a program here on RBN. And I know when we talked yesterday, he was tickled about coming on and reconnecting with this audience. Ron in Texas, thank you for holding here on the National Intel Report. How are you today, sir?
Hey, great, Mike. Great, great. It's good to hear you. I heard you when you first went on the air here in Austin, and I said to myself, this guy's been broadcasting a while. Where were you broadcasting before?
Well, talk radio-wise, I started my own program a year ago in August and on my own, but I did 12 years of mainstream radio.
I knew that. It's really real clear that I did all. As a kid, I was on the air. Over the years, I've done broadcasting throughout the country. But you really can tell broadcasters. You can just tell the voice.
I always wanted to be TV on television, but my mom told me not to play on the furniture.
I've always said I've had a voice for radio. But,
exactly. I got the face for it too.
Same thing. That's the same deal. Tell you the reason why I wanted to give you a call. I do a talk radio show, and it's broadcast out of Top of the Rock, 97.7 Top of the Rock in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's 530 watts. Drew Raines has a station there, and we get a pretty good following down there. So I recommend to everybody, if they like to get into talk radio, get known a little bit and get on a micro, because that's the way to get some, really way to blast out. That's one of the reasons I want to throw out to you, and I think you'd agree with that. You have a talk radio station. You have a micro, don't you, yourself?
I am involved with some people who are doing a micro.
Oh, you're doing that? Okay.
We're in the station's currently down, but hopefully in about a week or so, I think the candle might be lit again. And we're in the process of fixing that. But yeah, I would agree with that. You know, find any place that you can start, even if you want to, you know, start getting the word out and doing it via this format.
Sure.
If nothing else, just set up and do a podcast. You can set them up on these podcast sites.
Easy.
For nothing.
It's easy. Yeah. The thing. Go ahead.
No, and you could get the software to make this stuff for free.
Yeah, it's really simple. I have a studio here in Austin, and it's set up circa something like 1990s with a couple of CD players, a tape deck, and you know my computer equipment and a really good board, and that works. And I really broadcast Sennheiser broadcast mic, so it works out really really well. And I can tell people that you could probably do the micro and everything else starting off at a low power, yeah, for $1,000, say 2,000, sure. You should do real well.
Yeah,
530 watts will give you a kick in the tail, let me tell you, especially if you've got a good antenna out there.
Yeah.
The other reason I gave a call was on broadcast this morning. My broadcast was really all about Pearl Harbor. And a book I read a number of years ago, I'm sure you know, Mike, and you probably got some information from there, and there's A Day of Deceit by Robert B. Stinnett. Stinnett did his work all using Freedom of Information Act, and it's a stellar report. It's just really, truly amazing. There's also a video which I caught on internet yesterday morning, or I think it was doing show prep, and I looked in there, and the name of that is on Google Video, and it's called FDR Pearl Harbor Conspiracy. It's a video. It's just truly excellent. Truly excellent show. And you can, there's another one that's the interview of Stinnett, which I'm bringing it up now, it's by Douglas Asir Gano, I think that's what it is. That's at the Independent Institute, and it's just a stellar interview. Also, you can, if I may mention, and my website is libertycalling.com. I've got the whole list of show items in there. But I really like what you had to say in the beginning of this show. It needs to be said that things were not like in the movie. It's just not. And wow. I, matter of fact, I had a contact with the wife of a former professor of mine when I was at Cornell. It was through email. Thank God it was through email. I made some comments, and I was trying to reach him, and she came back, and she's supposedly a well-educated woman, and she's probably in her, 60s or so, and she was outraged that I would even question the President of the United States. In that case, it was on 9/11. But she said he certainly must have been like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who would never do anything against the United States. She was livid. So that's
I would imagine. Well, lady, here's some information. Check this out.
Check this one out. Yeah, that's
read this. This will make great bathroom reading because you're going to be in there a while puking. Because your paradigm has just been busted, hon.
It's just been busted. You're right. They want to kill the messenger, Mike. They do every time. I'm sure.
Certainly, and that's the way they do it. I mean, it's the same thing with Ron Paul. They can't defeat his argument. Who can argue with freedom, liberty, and the Constitution? They can't. So all they can do is try to make him look like a fool.
They can't do it. And I know that I've heard that in Congress, people that I've known have been down there, been around when Congress has been in session and he's been speaking. They say that the people in the House of Representatives want to go to the bathroom or something. They just don't want to be around when he makes speeches. They know he's telling the truth, but they cringe because he's such a cool guy. You know what I mean? He's cool, and he says things in such a matter-of-fact way that what are you going to say about a guy like that? So it's
I got some really heartening information today. I was running around to go grab an iced tea at the local drive-in afternoon, and Limbaugh was on. And you know, I have to strap a bag onto my mouth, you know, because I will throw up. But this guy calls, and he's from Iowa. And he's a UAW member, and the members of his chapter, of his little local group, had held a mock election. Well, on the Democratic side, John Edwards wins, but on the Republican side, in this kind of really dumbfounded rush, he didn't know what to say, Ron Paul wins. This up in Iowa. And
yeah,
and
well, what's happening?
Voted it.
Absolutely. Democrats are... Well, Democrats at one time were not really bad guys, you know, and they weren't really bad guys. FDR was a bad, bad guy. But it's going to happen. I see this thing happening, and I want to shake the hand of Ron Paul, because he's really putting his neck out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the guys must be, you know, putting sights on their rifles now. I mean, it must be what's going on, and I hate that thought. I know John had spoken to Ron Paul a long time ago. I don't think he spoke to him on the air, but concerning the running for governor of the state. And he said that, he, meaning Ron Paul, said he wouldn't do it. He said, they'd kill me.
I remember that state, yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be something. There's an attitude I have, and someone gave this to me and suggested it, and then I've checked it out ever since. And I don't know if you've ever heard it, is that with enough intent, you become almost unkillable.
Yes.
If you look, for instance, the Last of the Mohicans, who was it? Daniel Day, whatever his name, he's got the babe, you know, he's going to get through, right, whatever it happens to be, and he gets through. It's that intent that makes people essentially, you know, non-killable. And I don't want to give people that idea that might be true for them, so they're going to try it themselves, right? Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to run from the police, and they're not going to kill me because I'll have the intent of getting away. I don't want to suggest that in any way.
No,
I'm going to tell you that intent is really powerful. And
it is.
God, my hat is off to Ron Paul.
Yeah, indeed. Ron, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And intent is so big. I mean, you know, look at how many battles have been turned because one person decided, I have to do something, I must do something, and they're intent on doing something, and they do it, and it's as if there's a deflector shield around them as the bullets are flying. I mean, history is replete with these examples. And that is amazing, and Ron Paul has definitely stuck his neck out. And, yeah, I mean, if you're thinking, you know, because we've got a lot of people that call into these programs that I'm listening, I'm thinking, gosh, this person needs a show. And, you know, if you're thinking, you know, about putting your thoughts down so others can hear it, a podcast is a great way to go. And it gets you some experience and you can kind of, you know, get over the mic fright, that kind of thing. A lot of people just get scared to death around a microphone. And you get rid of the mic fright. And it's a cool thing. Me, if I speak in front of a bunch of people, I'm nervous as a cat. Sitting here talking to you, since I don't see you, is okay. I visualize you being there in my mind, and there's a bunch of people sitting around, and we're just kind of having a chat. And there's no nervousness about it at all. It's easy to do. Because I know you're there, and I know we're talking back and forth, and the ideas are being exchanged. And that type of thing. But for some of you, if you're looking to do that, that's one a great way to go. And secondly, like you said, is put up a micro, folks. Get those micros up. I believe that if we could get 1,000 to 1,500 micros up in this country, that we can go toe-to-toe with the mainstream media, and we can beat them at their own game. We can fight them in their own front yard, and the truth will win. Because every time they spew a lie, we're there to counter it. And I believe it's time that we start acting instead of reacting. And I think a micro is a great way to do it. A lot of people ask me, you know, what can I do? What can I do to make a difference? This is a huge way to do it. And, you know, like you said, 1,000, 2,000 bucks, you can put them up. You can actually do it cheaper than that if you're fairly handy with electronics. But, man... The impact, I mean, dollar for dollar, that's the biggest bang for your buck. If you're looking to do something about that. And I'm just a huge supporter, of the micros and them going up. Look what it's done for Austin, Texas. As far as activism in Austin, how powerful, you know, the movements are down there. When they show up, people notice. You know, if Alex didn't have, if it weren't for microstations down there with Alex, Alex in his movie Endgame would have been just some guy that nobody knew standing out in front of Barry's mansion bullhorning. But I know for sure that Barry was sitting inside his house probably crapping his pants. But I digress. but it has been big, and it can be big in your city as well. Back to this Pearl Harbor. We had been reading Japanese diplomatic codes for months. We actually knew what was the code had to say before the Japanese diplomats knew and had to decode it. We would know before they did. And there was a 14-part message that was sent from the Japanese to the United States government, to the United States government, that was going through the Japanese ambassador. And it was 14 parts. It had a very slow typist. Each part, you know, would come in and they would start typing on it. Another part would come in. All of that. United States government had all that information in advance. They knew the attack was going to happen. There had been other intercepts and the like. A place called Station H. Interesting article here I found. On November 24th, 1941, Admiral Isoroyuko Yamamoto sent a radio message to Admiral Chuichi Nagumo, commander of the Pacific Striking Fleet, which read in part, "The task force keeping its movements strictly secret and maintaining close guard against submarines and aircraft shall advance into Hawaiian waters and upon the very opening of hostilities shall attack the main force of the United States fleet in Hawaii and deal it a mortal blow." Two sources of the above message are Admiral Homer Wallen's Pearl Harbor, published by the U.S. Government Printing Office, the United States Strategic Bombing Survey, Pacific Naval Analysis Division's Campaign of the Pacific War, also published by the U.S. Printing Office. Contrary to the government propaganda that the attack on Pearl Harbor was a total surprise, documents declassified in May of 2000 confirmed that Yamamoto's message was intercepted in Hawaii at a radio intercept station known as Station H. The location of Station H was on a small peninsula screened by screened from Kamehameha Highway by a Chinese laundry. Today, as Gila State Park is open to the public, as one approaches the main park building used for community meetings, dance classes, and other gatherings, there's a paved path leading to the right, which spirals down the back of the building to the edge of Kanoe Bay. Several places of old concrete remain visible in the ground. Monitoring stations such as Station H logged 129 radio messages from the Japanese fleet between November 15th and December 6th. So powerful were the Japanese fleet transmitters that Leslie Grogan, a radio man on the passenger ship, the SS Lurleen, listening to Japanese transmissions to the fleet, were able to pick up the fleet's replies and plot the fleet position. On arrival in Honolulu, Grogan delivered his logbook and map of the Japanese fleet's progress across the Pacific to Lieutenant Commander George Peace of the Office of Naval Intelligence. The date was December 4th, 1941. Naval archive records confirmed that the existence of the logbook. They confirmed the existence of the logbook, although the logbook itself has vanished. All four of the code systems used by Admiral Yamamoto had been broken in the fall of 1941 and were used by Station Hypo, located at Pearl Harbor. The message intercepted at Station H on November 24th was translated and forwarded directly to Washington, D.C. by Station Hypo, bypassing the local Hawaiian commanders. Washington, D.C. did not relay the translated message back to Kimmel and Short. So, the government won't lie. The government won't lie about war. You know, and I know we have a lot of listeners that just kind of tune around, and for them, this is entertainment. They're going, ha, 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 you crazy tinfoil hat wearing kooks. Ha, 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 ha. W'd never lie about war. 9/11 wasn't an inside job. What's your deal, boys? I've submitted your proof here. December 7th, 1941 was not a surprise attack. It was an attack that was wanted to bring America into World War II. Roosevelt for years had been itching to get involved in the war. We were supplying huge amounts of material to the English and then later on the Russians, and he just couldn't wait to get us involved in it. And so they sat quietly and did nothing. In fact, they encouraged the Japanese. They provoked. Back in a minute with more. We'll talk to Jim in Texas on the other side. This is the National Intel Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Of the National Intel Report here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome to the program. Are you in good health? If not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. And a healthy cell is a happy cell, folks. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com. That's www.hb, as in boy, extract.com, or call 866, that's toll free, 866-295-5305. Jim in Texas, welcome aboard to the National Intel Report. Thanks for waiting. You're on, sir.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I think you're doing a good job today.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd give you a call because as you start talking about some of the background information about Pearl Harbor, there was an interesting article or a little piece of document I found a while ago, and I was digging through my files to find it, and I finally did. And it's a very interesting little piece here, and what it is, it's a photocopy of a newspaper called the Hilo Tribune Herald from
yes.
Hilo, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this one before?
I've not seen that particular headline. I know that it was mentioned in foreign papers. There was a reporter who got word of it from Cordell Hull, the Secretary of State, and this was a reporter that they were that was friendly with Hull, and Hull gave him the information that that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked. He took it, and he was a UPI reporter, and gave it to his editors. It hit only the foreign wires.
Okay.
And that's how it ended up in that Hawaiian newspaper.
This Hilo Hawaii newspaper is dated Sunday, November 30th, 1941, mm-hmm. a full week before Pearl Harbor.
Right.
Big, bold headlines. Japan may strike over weekend.
Yeah,
and so
they knew.
It was pretty obvious that the paper had a pretty good idea what was going on, so it kind of makes it a little, you know, we would have to question how the U.S. military could have been so doggone, blank about the whole thing, too. In the case someone wants to just have something to show another person, I found this at Ralph Epperson's website, ralph-epperson.com.
Okay, ralph-epperson.com.
Yeah, EPPERSON.com.
Very good.
It's ralph-epperson.com. And so just again, just it's a little piece of the puzzle, and it could be something to help someone with an argument or to show that there were a lot of questions here, much like 9/11. First World Trade Center bombing and all that.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, the questions, you know, you answer one question and many more arise. The Hilo Tribune Herald, Japan may strike over weekend. Wow. This isn't, you know, I mean, you know, knowing, and what type of a person does this? I mean, I have to ask that question about George W. Bush, too. What type of person will either set back or allow something to happen when they know so many hundreds, if not thousands, of people are going to be killed, all because they want to see something happen?
Well, it's phenomenal. Now, the joke is that the only fear Roosevelt had this time frame was that they weren't going to attack.
Yeah. I mean, they'd done everything they could to provoke them, tried to order 8 different things, and it finally paid off for Roosevelt. Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Right.
Hour one is done here on the National Intel Report. We'll be back in about 70 seconds with more. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443.
With 3